if you are me, because it's my birthday. And you know, there are those people that will say, I don't want people to know it's my birthday, or, you know, I'm not one of those people. So I appreciate a good happy birthday. So I expect to see them in the comments, but that's just me. It's my birthday. So it's also the first show of 2021. It's the first show. So I'm just going to come to you from my hammock in my backyard in Mililani. And we're going to talk about a few things about what I'm looking forward to this year in 2021, especially as UH football prepares for another season. Hopefully we'll have a full season and we'll be back to normal. We'll talk about a little bit about the stadium situation and everything. Some also some news lately in the world of Warrior football and UH athletics. I'm wearing this Rainbow Warrior shirt on right now. I want to do a shout out for the bookstore. They had a pretty slamming Black Friday sale, and also they had like a sale recently, I guess, as well. So you know, good selection. I would add more designs and different things as well, but seems a pretty broad selection of gear. So definitely can gear up if you get ready for Warrior football in 2021 as well. Who's out there? Nobody. All right. Awesome. Am I even live right now? Who knows? If someone is live and no one's listening or watching, are they actually live? But it's my birthday, so I'm just going to talk about some things that really excite me. And definitely this being the first show of 2021, we have a football season ahead of us. Obviously some great news coming out of you know, Coach Graham getting some transfers, getting some players coming in. I just believe we got a player from Oklahoma that's coming in to join the squad next year. So a big off season, and I expect it to be that way, you know, throughout the year as well. Coach Graham being able to have his full first year under his belt. And this past year, last week, Fuchsia and I, we talked about it live from Kaneohe. We reflected on what a year it's been, really, to start off the year with a huge, strong win for Coach Graham and the team at Fresno State, and to have some bumps along the way as well. You know, clearly this is not a normal season, so we can never, you know, regard this as kind of as a normal season or not, but it, at the same time, it was very, very pleasing to see us come out with a 5-4 record, and to end it like that with a win. It's just such a great way to end the season. I can't even stress that more. I mean, such a great way for Coach Graham to end the season, for the players to see them hold that trophy up. I encourage you to go watch some of that that video. If you caught some of my coverage from Frisco, Texas, from the New Mexico Bowl, it was just really gratifying, obviously, as a fan. You got to see me on television on ESPN. They always find me in Fuchsia somehow. And as a fan, it was gratifying. As someone covering it for Hawaii Sports Fans, it was cool to be there at the beginning at Fresno, and to see how it ended in the New Mexico Bowl and all the bumps that the team took. You know, just looking back at the games, like against San Jose, against Boise, you know, some of the games that were just really disappointing for us. I think the way the season ended really made it seem like, you know, it's all good. It was worth it. And it was in the end. So I have a 5-4 record. And Sean says, at UCLA. So yeah, let's talk about that. So next year, the team opens up at UCLA, and I'm excited about that. And that's going to be something that is going to be big, because we would have loved to have played them at home. That's something that's going to be really disappointing for me always, is the fact that we'll never have that game, you know, at home against the Bruins. And that's something that would have been cool to have. I know a lot of friends, UCLA fans, that would have made the trip, and it would have been a lot of fun. But next year we're going to be in the Rose Bowl. I'm sure Hawaii sports fans, I'm sure we're going to have a tour there. It seems like it's far away, but it's actually pretty close. So about 8 months away, 8.5 months. And I'm assuming the pandemic will have a better grip on it. And you know, the Rose Bowl fits a lot of people. It's not going to fill up for Hawaii versus UCLA. Probably won't even get, you know, a third of that. So they'll probably you know, I can see them at least implementing distancing successfully there. You know, I don't want to make any assumptions, but Pasadena is pretty bad right now with all the cases. Hospitals, one in Pasadena, I mean, we're talking about the Rose Bowl right there in Pasadena, a hospital there already at capacity in its ICU. So, you know, we're looking forward to what we hope will be a normal year, but we also have to be mindful of the fact that we're still trying to get through this pandemic as well. So, but UCLA, that's August 28th, Pasadena, California. Last time we were there, Hawaii Sports Fans was there. We had a great group. A super hot day. Cole McDonald scored a touchdown. He did not start that game. Drew Brown started, but Cole McDonald actually came in and scored a touchdown. So not a year that that was the year Cole came off the bench and was kind of, you know, had his own packages. He was running RPO and stuff, which I would have loved to have seen him do more of actually last year. But yeah, well, Hawaii didn't win that game, put it that way. So we're definitely going to have to go to we're going to have to go look for some revenge against the Bruins next time as well. But we Hawaii bounces back September 4th with a game against Portland State. That'll be a team that, if you remember, Portland State beat Hawaii in 2000. Yes, 2000. June Jones hiccup. A huge hiccup for June Jones, maybe because he played for Portland State. He felt bad. I don't know. But Portland State, I don't like to have to play them, even if they are Division I AA, because we did lose to them before. The following week, we go to Portland, actually Corvallis, but Hawaii Sports Fans will be there in Portland. We didn't get a chance this year to go to Oregon to see the Oregon Ducks versus our Rainbow Warriors, and that was a game that most of us had circled for years, and a place that Autzen Stadium there in Eugene, Oregon, obviously a place that we were really excited to visit, but also just being there in a town like Eugene and in Portland. I mean, Portland is my favorite city in America, and I love Portland because, you know, Portland's theme is keep it weird, right? And everything about Portland is weird, but they have great food and so fun, and you can bike everywhere, and they have good, you know, beer and other things that you can buy legally. And, you know, they also, people there just, you know, are just really nice, and it's just a very artsy place. It's cool. So I'm excited about taking a group there as well to Portland. And of course, my favorite place in Portland, Voodoo Donuts, Voodoo. I'm always there at Voodoo. It's my first stop every time I'm in Portland. So we're going to be there too. So Oregon State, Hawaii plays two pack 12 teams on the road. Oregon State, did we beat them on the road before? I don't know if we beat them on the road before. Maybe. I feel like we might have. Let's see. We have 3 wins and 5 losses against them. No, we've never beat them on the road. So that'll be a first chance to try and beat Oregon State. If you saw my Facebook post, if you're my friend on Facebook, or you follow me on my personal profile, you'll see that I talked about the last time I worked at a Hawaii football bowl game, because I covered the game at the New Mexico Bowl in Dallas 2 weeks ago, right, on Christmas Eve. But 21 years prior to that, oh my goodness. So you guys can tell how old I am, because 21 years ago, I volunteered at a UH. Well, I volunteered for the entire week, actually, and it was the Oahu Bowl and the Aloha Bowl when they were combined, and there was 2 games, and Hawaii played Oregon State and beat Oregon State in the Oahu Bowl, and I had to work. So it was hard to watch, because I had to, like, take banners down and stuff, but it's always better to be a fan. That's why Hawaii Sports Fans is always fans first. I am personally always a fan first. You know, that's what I love about the game. You know, I'm an athlete. I've been an administrator, been a coach. But one aspect about the game that is really special to me and a lot of people, and I want that to make it a priority for this company and for our experiences that I deliver and that we deliver here, is that fan experience. Because being a fan is so fun. And being a fan, Especially one of UH. You know, fans of UH, we've been here the longest. I'm sorry, if you're coaching, that's great. You came, or you're a player, and you just came to UH, that's great. And we need you to build up our program and continue our traditions. And to, you know, celebrate what we have at Hawaii and how we're different from any other place. So I'm glad when we have coaches, you know, students, administrators come to Hawaii. I personally didn't even go to UH, right? I went to college and I went to Vassar College. And I played sports there. And I've always been a Hawaii fan first. You know, unless my team was could play UH, because of where I am and where I came from, and you know, being a local person, being a local boy, being raised by local grandparents and people who really enjoyed taking their kids and their grandkids to the stadium. That is the fan experience. That is the Hawaii experience, and that has been going on for decades prior to anybody who recently has come to our program. And this is not saying that you're different, but or less than, because clearly you're putting on the jersey or you're on the sideline. You're doing a lot for this program, and we need you, and we're dedicated to you, and we're fans of you. But the fans, most of us have been here way before any of them ever heard of Hawaii, way before any of the players or coaches even had a thought of coaching in Hawaii or playing in Hawaii. And that's why fans need to be prioritized always, because they are the bedrock of this and foundation of the program. Fans will be relied on even more next year. If Aloha Stadium isn't a go, they're going to have to be very flexible. And I think it's going to be Ching Field personally. And I think that it's going to be Ching Field for many reasons. One, because it's the most cost effective. First of all, I mean, at the end of the day, it's the most cost effective. If you can have a game right outside your office space, which the administration is probably going to want to do. I don't imagine, them taking the games anywhere else. I would love for Maui, I would love for Kauai, I would love for Kona or Hilo to have a game as well. I think if we have 6-7 home games, I don't mind seeing 3 games on, Maui, Kauai, and on, Big Island. I don't know how much people Molokai High School fits, but hey, if we can go there, no. I don't know about that. That would be cool, though. But I really believe that, the fans that are not on Oahu, like the support on Maui, like support on Kauai is really tremendous. I've had clients come with me to Super Bowls, to all over the country, from Hilo, from Kona, and those fans deserve to also have some kind of, chance to see a game right there at their home as well. So I would love to see that happen. And a War Memorial on Maui would love to host the entire season or a few people, but I don't see that happening at all. It's just, I think Mayor Victorino is really smart of him to be vocal, and I think that's really important. It shows how much he wants it. It shows how much the people on Maui want it. But I think just the logistics for UH of hosting, of having a game, every game on a different island, particularly on Maui, in a stadium that's not like a their normal stadium. It would just be difficult logistic wise. I'm not saying it's impossible, and I think if Maui was able to commit to a bunch of season tickets, and not that that's something that they'd be able to do. I don't know. I doubt they'd be able to say let's take a survey and say how many of you would buy season tickets, because I think season tickets are the way to go. First of all, to build the program. Getting people to buy the entire season ahead of time. If you guys realize it, you buy the season tickets, it's cheaper. Some of you will realize that. If you buy every game, it's actually more expensive to buy per game. But if you buy season tickets for UH, even if you have to pay a premium, it'll still be cheaper, actually, than paying individually for every game. So I think it's the best way to go is to, have season tickets sold. I'm at Ching Field. I don't know if it'll even accommodate all. Actually, it will. Sadly, they'll be able to accommodate all the current season ticket holders for sure, and probably still add more. I mean, they could get 20,000 people at Ching Field, not just with, with the bleachers, but just with how the field is tucked in between, the parking garage. It's right there next to the pool. It's right next to the Lesmore Kami Stadium. I think there's so much and that can be done. It's really exciting. And I think that premium areas, like club areas, that the school will be able to create on their own. And I would create an area where the team comes right through. The team comes right through for a halftime, for the game, where they walk right through people. I mean, that's the kind of experience you see Dallas Cowboys and, you know, a lot of stadiums, you know, bigger NFL stadiums. But when you have control, like UH will be able to do at home at Ching Field, I think that's where, you know, they'll end up going in for next year. But who knows? Nothing officially has been planned yet. But with that being said, next year, again, we will have a same opponent twice. So Hawaii football plays New Mexico State twice. This is not an error. This is actually what was scheduled. I'm extremely disappointed that this happened. I think it's kind of embarrassing for a Division I FBS team to have the same opponent twice. It's just, it's unnecessary. This is what happens at Division II and Division III, not at Division I. You do not play the same team twice. So to me, I think it's a failure on scheduling, and I don't like it. So hopefully they change. And New Mexico State isn't the greatest FBS school. They were literally ranked last in FBS, I think, football subdivision. It's not as meaningful, I think, of a game when you're playing, you know, a group of five team that's not even in your own conference twice. So hopefully UH wins both of those games, because it's hard to beat a team twice as well. But they play for the first time at New Mexico State September 25th. So that's going to be at Las Cruces, New Mexico. And they come home and play New Mexico State October 23rd. But if you remember Las Cruces, New Mexico, it's close to UTEP. It's right across the border from from the Texas border. So Texas, New Mexico border. If you, me and my parents, my very first UH road game, I think I talked about this before, I went to watch UH versus University of Texas El Paso at the Sun Bowl. It was Timmy Chang's first start, and UH got walloped. And it was an experience to be there for sure, and to be a road fan. And El Paso fans were pretty aggressive, like, and not in a good way. But so to get razzed and to experience that on the road, that was a new thing for me as well. But we also went to a Packers versus Cardinals game in Phoenix, and we flew to Phoenix and drove down Arizona and then through New Mexico and then into Texas. So that's a cool little drive as well. So maybe someplace you want to visit on your own. So if you don't come with Hawaii sports fans, look, we go to a lot of games, right? But I don't go to every – I don't take Hawaii sports fans groups to every game, but I do go to every game by myself at least. And, you know, I encourage you if obviously I've encouraged you to always come on a tour with Hawaii sports fans. We're just the best. I mean, I might be a little biased because I plan all the tours, but they're really fun. And, it's because they're fan centered. And, when it's someone like me who only thinks about these things all the time and going on trips and being a fan, you're going to come up with cool stuff, or I'm going to come up with really cool stuff to do wherever we go. So I encourage that. But at the same time, if you want to go on your own, I'm not going to – I haven't done a tour. I usually don't do them to all the Mountain West cities, but I have been to every Mountain West stadium. So last year, Albuquerque, New Mexico was the very last of for me to hit. And it was cool. It was a cool experience. So with that being said, it's 5:26 for the last 5 to 10 minutes of this show, because it's my birthday and I should celebrate or something, because it's my birthday. Did I mention it's my birthday? January 6th, it's a good day. But before that, I am going to give you a definitive list of places that in the Mountain West, my favorite stadiums to watch a Mountain West road game at, or with Hawaii in it, obviously. So if I were to go to a game as a Hawaii football fan, which stadiums would I most look forward to going to? What stadiums would give me the best experience? And not just a stadium, but which place? So number one should be pretty obvious, because it's Aloha Stadium. It's Honolulu, Hawaii. We are the best. place to visit in the Mountain West, no doubt. And that's not, I'm going to go over all the great places that we go in the Mountain West, and I love traveling, but we are Hawaii, and that's something that I can never stress more. It's just like how powerful it is, how empowered I feel to be someone that's from Hawaii, and that someone that can spread, be an ambassador for Hawaii and be somebody that, as a fan, as someone that travels to all the stadiums, as someone that gets to interface with fans from every other Mountain West team, you know, it makes me really proud to be from Hawaii, obviously, to be Hawaiian, but also to have my team represent the state and do it in a really fun place like Hawaii, where we go to the beach. But when we're going to talk about the stadium, Aloha Stadium is a fan favorite. People, you know, people in Hawaii like to poke fun at the stadium, obviously. Poke might be a word because I probably poke the stadium and make a hole in it in some parts. But it's a really cool place, and it has character. And it's been around for, you know, since 1975, which is a really long time. But it's hosted so many events, and it has brought so many people in Hawaii together. That is a place that obviously has very personal meaning to myself and most Hawaii fans. But for any fan of the Mountain West, I think traveling even to go to any other stadium, let's say that, any Mountain West fan, not just Hawaii fan. This is a list of, if Mountain West fans, where do they want to travel to? What game? Where do they want to see a game at? Where's the best place? Hawaii, Aloha Stadium, number one. So that's a pretty obvious one. But for the rest, I'm going to start with number, 12. How many schools are there? Yeah. Well, 11. So UH is the 11th with football. So, all right. What I'm going to say is I like all of these places. I like to travel, period. I love to seeing places, new places and experiencing places. But some of them are more difficult to travel to. Some of them I'm less excited about going to. And I'm going to start with number one, and that's, sorry, Reno. Just not a fan, a huge fan. The Reno Stadium is a little small. It's aluminum. The fans are kind of aggressive, pretty aggressive. And that's not everybody in Reno is like that, but definitely the team. I got to go there. I think I've seen UH play there 4 times in my life. Last year, obviously, was probably one of the better times, winning 54-3 in 2019. But in 2007, I got to see, you know, Dan Kelly kick a field goal to send UH, keep or sustain UH's undefeated record in 2007. And that was cool. Tyler Gronke played that game. Colt Brennan was hurt, and UH needed to win. Nevada was doing really well. We were chanting BCS. And it was crazy. But sorry, Nevada. So that's number 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. That's 12. Number 11. Number 11 would be, And the thing is, like, I like San Jose. It's just a stadium. It's just, it needs to get better. So we're obviously, San Jose is in Santa Clara. You know, it's Santa Clara County, so near. You go to Niners game, you go to Earthquakes. Everything is close. But it's just not the most exciting experience when you go to San Jose State. But congrats to the San Jose State Spartans, the 2020 Mountain West champions. Don't think they did that well in the bowl game, though. So that's unfortunate. Next, where shall we say? Even though I like this stadium, I'm going to have to say Utah State is the third least place that I'm excited about ever going to, because, and that's a cool stadium. Utah State actually has a really cool stadium, but Logan is kind of far. It's nice over there. I mean, Northern Utah is beautiful, and Logan, Utah is beautiful. So I do, and we did go there. We got to play in the snow, actually, Fuchsia and I. It's just kind of out there in Logan, and I don't know. The town, I mean, if you like to have substance before you go into a game, put it that way, alcohol or anything else, it's Utah. So good luck with that. I think I think the beer alcohol level limit is like 5% or something, and like the highest are 4%. So like they have like legit 3% beers, 2%. So I mean that's way more than enough for me. Most of you know I'm a lightweight, but for some of you, Utah State might be the funnest. So that's Utah State. So after that one, what shall we say? I'm gonna say Wyoming. Sorry, Wyoming. We did just go to Laramie recently, and it's not a terrible town. It's actually kind of cool. It's small. It's kind of way out there too. You gotta drive from Denver. The people this last time were not super nice. I want to be honest. I'm not sure what happened to the good old cowboy poke tradition of. Actually, there were a lot of nice people. So if you're from Wyoming and watching this, there are very few, but there were still people who were coming up to us, and actually there were still. People that came up, and there are still a lot of great, very nice people in Wyoming. But the first time I went to Wyoming, I was like blown away by how nice people were. And this last time, I was like, people were so nice the last time, but maybe a little different during a pandemic and when you're crushing a team by a lot, like they did when we played Wyoming this year, which was not a, you know, another one of the lowlights probably of the season, but a fun game for fans because fans got to be there. And we had a great game there. Go watch my vlog from Wyoming. But sorry, Wyoming, you're going to have to be the fourth least. I guess I'm going backwards, so that would be 12, 11, 10, 9. So after Wyoming, I guess I'm going to have to say, probably New Mexico. Even though New Mexico, you know, Albuquerque, I would love to see more of Albuquerque next time I go there and explore more of New Mexico. So that's what I want to do. Because there are cool places there in New Mexico that I want to see. And the stadium is actually kind of a cool stadium. It's a small stadium. I was calling it like something. I forgot what it's called, the stadium. Sunkissed. It has an interesting name. It's a cool name, though. But it's kind of a miniature stadium. And we got to go on the field after the game. And nobody stopped me, which was crazy. Or Fuchsia. Or any of us who tried to get on the field. That's how few people were at the game, security included. But... you know, one of those places too that's kind of far out there, Albuquerque. So not the most exciting. And then next, what will I say next? Maybe I'll say, clearly I'm doing this off the cuff, but I'm gonna go with Fresno. Even though, you know, I do like Fresno a lot because I like the Central Valley and I like visiting that area and seeing some things there. And we did go to Yosemite this last time. Fuchsia and I actually went to Yosemite, which is really close. Well, they make it seem like it's really close. It's actually 2 hours from Fresno State. But one reason I do kind of look forward to going to Fresno is because of the rivalry that we have with them as well. And it usually makes for a pretty fun atmosphere there at the game and lots of Hawaii fans as well. So we're about middle. So it's not like we're no longer like, I'm excited to go to all these places, but it's no longer, I'm not going to focus on the negatives, like the positives. So after Fresno, I would say probably, we'll go to the Colorado schools, Colorado State and then Air Force. Colorado State goes below Air Force because of an incident, which some of you might remember, which I was involved in Colorado State, with some uncouth fans of theirs, particularly one who couldn't keep her hands off of something. So, yeah, sorry, Fort Collins, but actually a fun place Fort Collins is, and they have a lot of biking and a lot of breweries, and it's actually very clean there and cool, but because of that, sorry, Fort Collins. But Air Force is fun as well. It's in Colorado Springs, and we did Manitou Incline this past year because we drove from Wyoming down to Colorado Springs, Fuchsia and I. But if you go to Colorado Springs to Air Force game, it's actually a fun stadium to go to. It's really fun to go before the game. So this is confusing. So at Air Force, they have like all these fighter jets and stuff out and everything, right? And you're like, oh, wow, cool. Like, you know, military stuff that you can play in and it's decommissioned. So what was confusing was Fort Collins because they had a legit Humvee, armored Humvee in the front. So like I just opened the door. I was like, oh cool, a museum and decommissioned military vehicles. Nope. It was a Fort Collins police. You don't need a militarized Humvee, armor Humvee. in Fort Collins. So because of that, you also lose points because that's some crazy militaristic stuff right there. And people are just there to have fun at the games, not to be threatened by people with big guns and armored vehicles. That's unnecessary. All right, so we're down to a few, right? We're down to UNLV, San Diego, and Boise. So, ooh, I like all of those places, but I think UNLV is going to have to be the next one. And that's not just Las Vegas. It is Las Vegas. And, of course, I want to be at the game. We're going to have a lot more Hawaii fans there. It's Vegas. We're going to have fun. So well, I'm going to have to put Vegas there. But it's the desert. And not the biggest on deserts. And not that this other place is, you know, much more. Actually, this other place is pretty... it's pretty out there. That's Boise in Idaho. But I do like Boise because it has they have good food. It's clean. It's fun. And we went to hot springs. There's a lot of cool little Idaho things. And it's different. So, and the people are really nice, actually. The Boise fans are really nice to us. And that's one thing. But maybe we won't go there. We might never go to Boise again. So if you didn't get a chance to go to Boise or the Boise Fried Company, I guess you lose out. Because we went to this place, Boise Fried Company. I always take my tour groups there, Hawaii sports fans. And we get to choose from like an array of different potatoes. And you get to choose from different meats, like fresh, like organic meats and or veggie burgers. And you, they make fries out of whatever kind of potato you want. They have all these varieties. It's so cool. It's called Boise Fried Company. So Boise would be, I guess, my third where I'd look forward to. Number two, obviously, that leaves San Diego State. And San Diego, one of the best towns in America. It's beautiful. We've been beating San Diego lately, so that's also a nice thing. San Diego State's about to have a new stadium, so that'll be interesting to see as well. And, you know, the Gas Lamp is one of my favorite places to visit. And I love going there. I love taking my groups there. So, I mean, San Diego, I mean, it's hard to you know, argue with that one. But I don't know how you people feel. You people. My friends. You people. You fans. I think wherever we travel, we're going to have fun anyways. And that's the beauty of it, is that wherever we go, we're going to have fun. And that's my main objective at Hawaii Sports Fans. That's my main objective to my 38th birthday in life, is to have fun every day. And I think Hawaii Sports Fans has given me that platform and the opportunity to show how much passion and fun I like to have. So I hope you all will come with me. 2021 is promising to be an even brighter year than 2020. 2021 will hopefully see a whole football season from beginning to end, an entire 13 to 15 game slate, 12 or whatever. And you know, a little bit of normalcy. Maybe we'll see each other tailgating. Maybe we'll see each other on the plane, in the hotel. But that's what we want. That's what we want. We want that fun. And Hawaii Sports Fans, you know, that's all I'm about. Hawaii Sports Fans, you can find us on the web, hisportsfans.com. Come join my list. I'm going to be sending out a lot of email blasts to tell you about a lot of great things that are coming up. And I have some email exclusives. So hisportsfans.com, hisportsfans.com. Go check it out. At hisportsfans on Twitter. At hisportsfans on Instagram. Facebook.com, you're watching me, /HawaiiSportsFans. Hawaii Sports Fans on YouTube. YouTube.com/HawaiiSportsFans. And the Hawaii Sports Fans channel. This show will be podcast form as well. Go check us out on iHeartRadio, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you find podcasts. And you know, help us to grow this together, and let us be you know, people that we can you know, as fans, continue to uplift each other, continue to show passion and love for each other. And I think that's what we're good at as Hawaii football fans. And that's something I really miss about seeing all the people on the road that I didn't get to this year, is because it's a feeling that, you know, you can't describe. It's a feeling of being home every time you're on the road watching Hawaii football. But that's our show for today. It's my birthday, so I'm about to take off and go eat some cake or something. Mahalo for joining me. We'll see you next time. Okay, guys? Aloha.